The executive director of Center for Policy Analysis, Dr. Joabi, has asked government to publish all feasibility studies and other activities relating to the $3 billion Chinese loan. He said this will ensure transparency. Dr. Abi told Radio Ghana that care must be taken to prevent overborrowing so that Ghana does not go hippie again. He welcomed the enhancement of Ghana's credit worthiness by the IMF.
Government will ensure that each project is supported by robust feasibility and financial viability studies. You know, that is the type of assurance that will make the IMF or any other watcher of Ghana be able to say, well, all right, you know what you want to do and you know what you have to do. Now, we have no objection to it.
This is not the first time that Ghana is taking loan. And looking at our politics, how do we ensure that we are able to police this money to ensure that government uses it effectively to benefit the people of the country?
That indeed is the question of the moment, and that is why it is not the IMF that can do it for us. It's not the World Bank. After all, they were all there with us as we took soft loans and became hippies. That responsibility is exactly ours. It's the responsibility of Ghanaians and our institutions. And I, for one, feel that by the Minister for Finance chaining the government to out to the mast by saying that the government will ensure, and I'm quoting, will ensure that each project is supported by robust feasibility and financial viability studies. Therefore, our first thing is that these studies must be published. These studies must be published so that we can all check how robust the studies are, that what needs to be done has been done, and we can all then discuss whether we are satisfied that the studies have not just been put together to fool anybody. The Ghanaian public, who, after all, if things don't go well, we will pay.
Dr. Abi, assessing loans from supranational institutions like the IMF and the World Bank do take a lot of time. How soon should we expect this loan to come?
My understanding is that the origin of the facilities from China, that the origin was on the occasion of a visit by our president. The full amount that was talked about was much bigger than $3 billion. What I do know is that because this is from a bank, if now that the clearances have been given, we sign, I do believe that they can be effective. This is from the China Development Bank, that it will be accessible as soon as we sign the formal agreement.
Dr. Joabi, Executive Director, Center for Policy Analysis.